Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A mukbang mystery. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
On November 10th, 2019, the final video of Kate Yupp was posted. Since then, both the identity and what happened to this individual is a mystery. This is what I like to call the Kate Yupp mystery. You're probably thinking, who? What? What's going on?
I'm saying, yup, nope.
The internet's been around long enough, I think. YouTube's been around long enough where enough has happened culturally where I think, at least for us, it warrants talking about if it's, you know, if it's interesting. And although I like to, you know, go right back to the 80s or the 70s, I don't really dabble too much in the present. But since I came from the world of YouTube, I guess, chewed me up and spit me out, and here I am. And people on YouTube do this all the time. They kind of say, what happened to this person? And I think we do that. You know, what happened to this person from this 90s television show?
Totally.
And I have a new YouTube video out, early plug.
Early plug.
On the dark side of TikTok.
Ooh, baby.
I feel like even the way things have progressed, TikTok, especially the ease of uploading and the strangeness and the many different cultures that are contributing to this app at such a fast and furious rate. This new YouTube video, dark side of TikTok. And one of them that I showcased is the Kate Yupp mystery. And I was, I think, vaguely familiar basically from just seeing so much YouTube. But it's nothing that caught my attention. And then it did.
It's not the one where she goes into her bathroom mirror.
No, this isn't a bathroom mirror based one.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I spent a amount of time that it actually started getting nauseous spending so much time on this.
Ooh.
So here's the lay of the land. The name of the YouTube channel is Kate Yupp. The last video is posted November 10th, 2019. Now, many channels, YouTube channels, just stop putting out videos for whatever reason, whether it's they lost interest or it got demonetized or they just life happens and you just stop doing it or you don't have the means. But they're usually not really successful channels that do really well. And if they do, a lot of people will make a video like, why I'm leaving YouTube, why I left BuzzFeed. There's a lot of big exits, right?
Yeah.
This, there is absolutely no exit.
Ooh.
And I'm going to describe the video. And then I'm going to show you one video.
Oh, my God. Episodes like this, I love. Because it's almost like, could I solve it during the duration of this podcast? I'm going to try.
And I think, you know, we did the episode on I Feel Fantastic. So I think we're, you know, we've been down this road before.
Yes.
Here are essentially, if I have to boil down all the videos, they go something like this. Every single video has almost no audio.
Okay.
The only audio you hear is a unidentified girl, woman, don't know her age, don't even know what she looks like, because she is filmed essentially from the mouth down and is wearing some kind of mask. I don't know if it's a blindfold, but it's enough to really not know her identity.
Ugh, this is already very creepy.
What she's doing in the video is a mukbang. Mukbang video, you know, was popular in Korea. It's just eating large quantities of food as a, I don't know if you want to call it a interest or fetish or whatever it is.
I actually just learned what this was.
And what she's eating in copious amounts with a ferocity, a fast and ferocity, is seafood.
Oh my God.
Crab.
Ooh, yeah.
Octopus. It's all seafood all the time. Not cooked salmon. It's all, I guess.
Like shellfish?
Shellfish, like raw-ish. Oh my God.
I'm getting turned on by this.
And dipping it in some kind
this
of
thing. This is my fetish, like a butter sauce.
Eating it in insane speed and amount. And there's, a little ASMR to it.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that to it. I don't know if that's the point of it. And it makes sense because when the channel started, essentially, I think in 2018, you know, it was pretty much in the right in the crosshairs, right in the vortex of mukbang and weird videos. So it's in essentially an anonymous person with the name Kate Yup, channel name. Don't really know what she looks like. I'd say like a thin girl, maybe in her, I'm assuming in her 20s. And there's probably about, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 videos. And then they just stop. It's what happens in these videos, aside from just a mukbang and the amount of conspiracy behind it, that makes it so, it makes it wild. It makes it a wild story. And to wonder what's happening behind the scenes is, I mean, it like kind of drove me crazy a little bit. And apparently a lot of other people, because there's things that are happening in the video. Some videos, well, let's see, the very last video, I figured let's start with the last video, the most recent video.
Okay.
And the very last video, the title is, I Lose My Tooth During This Meal. She breaks two teeth and pulls them out.
Oh, my God.
And then puts them on the side. I told you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to break some teeth.
And shows them and then puts them on the table and then finishes the mukbang twice.
We have to watch this?
Parts that you have to watch. Because I'm going to play, you know, here's what I'm going to do right now.
Okay.
I'm going to play audio from one just to give you a vibe. Maybe, you know, I like when I, you know, listen to something, I my instinct is I got to look this person up or what these people look like right away. But it's probably one of the very few self-restraints that I have that I'll wait to the end of an episode or a podcast or whatever it may be to look these people up, because I want to just have the information kind of rattling around without any outside influence. But what I will do is I will play you some audio that I have to crank all the way up just to hear the average video.
Yeah, I can picture the sound, because eating shellfish is a very specific, especially eating at a rapid pace. I think I even probably know what this sounds like, but wow.
It's that's what it is. Oh. And then there's other things happening in these videos. I'm going to save all the conspiracy and thoughts, and then I have my own thoughts as somebody who's spent a lot of time working behind and in front of the scene on YouTube.
Traversing the internet.
Yes. Here's a couple things I'll just pepper in.
Okay.
In some of the videos, very random and pretty apparent bruising on her arms. There's one incident where there is a toothbrush taped to the back of her shoulder.
What?
I'm not kidding with this one. Like, this is a wild one.
This is some, like, Lonely Girl vibes to it, too.
And then there's some videos where you can kind of hear her voice. I found a video that takes all the compilations of just these little things. You know, it's a lot of, like, thumbs up and, mm-hmm. and you know, she's a small kind of, not frail, but just like a thin girl, just like kind of just gangly, just getting, slurping down octopi. I mean, octopi, yeah.
I'm hungry and disgusted and scared and confused all at the same time.
And there are certain, and people have done essentially a lot of the heavy lifting up to this point, people mm-hmm. are very obsessed, is hearing another, what I'm going to assume, what people assume, another male voice in the background of some of these, and you can hear it.
This is like mukbang sexual slavery.
So those are some of the roads people have gone down.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
There's certain points where you can hear things like, swallow it. And then there's some points where, like, the table is shaking. Just, I don't know, the table just starts shaking. Now, if anyone's initial thought right now is this is a gimmick, interesting take on something to keep it fresh and interesting, absolutely. That's mm-hmm. definitely out there. My thought is, though, is from one, me looking at it as somebody who's working things, it's a little too authentically strange. Mm-hmm. The initial concept, no, is kind of like what is popular on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the keeping the, you know, keeping the, taking the identity away from the person does make it more interesting. All those things are put into place for a reason. Yeah. I get that. But where is the grift when you stop uploading the videos?
Yeah.
Why stop doing, if very successful, I mean, it's not like it, you know, waned in interest.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting.
How many, just for reference, what's the subscribership on this YouTube channel?
Over a million.
Whoa.
And all the videos, the lowest video has 2 million, and the highest video, which would be the most current one, I believe has 15 million.
Wow.
It's not like, hey, click on this and buy this merchandise. Mm-hmm. There is none of that. Yeah. There is no get.
Yeah.
It's just something that just stops. So why don't we digest that and take a little break? Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you?
You hanging in there?
Yeah. Answer honestly. Or don't.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Can I handle it? We'll see.
Yeah. If you can lie to anyone, you can lie to us. That's one thing
that's
learned.
That's very sweet.
We want to say hello to everyone, anyone who's listening. Thank you for listening. Anyone who is a patron.
Yes.
Thank you for patronizing.
Thank you.
Hello to our government.
Hello.
We have the mayors.
The mayors.
As mayor, they're all mayor number one.
Mm-hmm. There's no hierarchy of mayors. You're all equals.
It's a participation trophy for all.
Great work.
Which I didn't even get many of those.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'd say better late than never, but it's probably going to be never.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Forsyth, mayor. Ashley Mattson, mayor. Joshua Lambert, mayor. And governor, Avian Noble.
Avian Noble.
It's just Avian because I'm a little bit starstruck. Got a message from Avian.
Avian, thank you for really setting us straight. And I love being right. So that was a double bonus.
And I'm going to read you the message from our governor, Avian.
I mean, you got to read the governor's messages.
Hey there, Rebecca and Jason. Since tomorrow is the new episode, which I think was last week, I was like, she probably was
in for a pleasant surprise. She's like, I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, Rebecca is saying my name correctly. Jason is not. Not. 3 exclamation points. But seriously, hilarious that my name is getting progressively fancier. Progressive.
Progressive. Hello. That's right.
Getting progressively fancier as Jason tries to pronounce it, but it's just like a bird or aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Avian. Yeah. And noble as in what people should be. Hello.
Wow.
Love the show. You guys are my favorite.
Oh, it's so... Yeah, I was very happy that she wrote in. That would have tortured you until your dying day.
And if you want to hear bonus episodes, early access with no ads, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mm-hmm. Or stick with the late access and ads.
Yeah, that is going to, when we get into a little Apple Podcast reviews.
Ooh.
All this is going to tie in together. No. But new YouTube video, you can find a link in the description or youtube.com/Jason Horton. And it's about the dark side of TikTok.
I can't wait to watch it. I'm always, you're always like, new video, and they surprise me because Jason really, he's the king of the videos, YouTube style. So I'm excited to watch it.
I also am pretty good at Crackle too.
Crackle, eh?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, really big on Crackle.
Tubi.
Yeah, I'm good at Tubi. A little this Quibi.
Man is on every platform. For what?
I'm on also on Google Buzz. Okay, let's get to Apple Podcasts. Thank you for anyone who's left a rate and review. We appreciate it if you haven't. Yeah, why not?
Do it.
I mean, I can think of a bunch of
do
reasons
it
why not.
If it's positive. Don't do it if it's negative. I'll say that.
So we have a little great show, but too many ads. 4 stars. The show is great, but for some episodes, especially the mini-sodes, more time is spent on ads than on the content. Maybe balance it out more. All about you guys securing the bag. Basically, I'm all about you guys securing the bag. The bag is small, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you... The bag is a tiny little Ziploc bag filled with nothing.
Nothing.
But don't have 3 ads on top of an 8-minute episode to be all ads. And that is from Roddy D. Cole in the United States. The minisodes are meant to be a bonus. You get what you get. You know what I mean? Which is not much. I get
it's
that.
Not much.
But I understand.
I would also be very annoyed if I were that. But it
mostly
is
the ads are in the beginning and the end.
Okay.
And if we know better, I mean, are you really listening past the end of the episode?
Yeah.
If you're still listening
to doing back there?
A Geico ad after the episode, that's on you, not on us.
Yeah, I feel very vulnerable that someone listened to the absolute end.
Yeah, so we try, the ads, the majority of the beginning and the end, so you know what to do. Can't help it. That's the way it is, but thank you. And then another, I'd say, celebrity endorsement.
Oh, my God.
Solid podcast, 5 stars. My fiance, the governor.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to be like Tom Hanks. Sorry, continue.
But you know, my wife used to go over his house. He was friends with his niece, right?
Literally a story about every celebrity that ever was.
There's like videotapes of her doing, they're doing like a talent show for Tom Hanks. So, yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, from LA. No, the fiance, I guess it would be the first governor? Mm-hmm. Or governor? Of, like, what would it be? First governor?
Lady, man.
And we're, first governor. I don't know. It covers obscure cases and stories I never would have heard of and is highly entertaining. I look forward to every new episode to see what new surprise will be in store for me. And this is from Oozle Ostrich, USA.
Oozle Ostrich.
I hope I'm saying that right.
USA. So, not Oozle Ostrich, UK.
No. US and A.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is so flattering.
Yeah.
And if we're recommended by a governor, like, that's a lot of pressure. So yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Just okay. 2 stars.
That's about right. Did I write that?
It's when we rate ourselves, as we put, like, I'm not a huge fan of multiple hosts. They talk over one another and it drives me crazy. I can only take a few episodes. Just not my taste. From Shelley, 620. Apple Podcasts, US and A.
So is she just going on every podcast that has multiple hosts?
The ones that do a good job of it, she doesn't.
Oh.
The ones that are bad at it, she gives.
Oh, gotcha. In that case, okay, I'll take it.
You know what? I do get that, even though even before we did this, I really like Stuff You Should Know and a 2 hosts, and I really like that. I really like that dynamic, but when I listen to new podcasts and there's 2 hosts, I am trepidatious. So I totally understand this because I've gotten used to the 1 host or a very produced podcast that is not conversational.
Yeah.
So totally get it. I think that's very, very fair. That's sometimes we've gotten, worse reviews for more stars or better reviews and less stars. I don't know. It's really hard.
This is all just a roundabout way of saying that I'm fired from the podcast.
Yes. But now you're hired again because we're at your house.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
Can't fire me in my own home.
So speaking of home, let's gather around the kitchen table and get back to some very, very mysterious. We haven't even gotten to the weird stuff yet.
Oh, my God.
Story of the mystery of Kate Yup. The descriptions of the videos are odd as well. They're very minimalistic. For example, I'm a girl, which is in the description. Usually it might say, it could just say, check out my Instagram or buy my t-shirt.
I was expecting, when I watched a bunch of these too, I was expecting, oh, what kind of, you know, like, what is she eating? This is a clam from this region, or this, you know, like, this is, and there's a little, this like 11 pounds of salmon, but like, there's not like how, like what, how the sauce is prepared and stuff like that.
Very, very little of that. And well, if you eventually watch them, you'll see why. It says, I eat fast and I know the risks, but I always ate this way. I don't have any health problems. My metabolic system is adapted. You don't have to worry about this with a heart. And then there's, I love you all with the heart emoji. Even you haters, no worries. Don't forget you. Not one crumb is left, never. There's no crumbs because it's
seafood, octopus. Slime. Yeah. I mean, there's like a tentacle. Not one suction cup left behind. Also, like, you've always eaten, like, you mean you've always eaten 11 pounds of salmon? Like, when you were a baby?
In front of a cat.
With a mask on? And also, your metabolic system has adapted. So you're like a snake? Do you eat like one meal every 2 weeks? What does that mean?
A lot of part of the theory or conspiracy is it's starved until they make this video, or someone who's has an eating disorder, because some information ends up on, you know, eating disorder websites and, you know, the gorging and such. I can't speak on that at all. Although I don't think, let's just say I was, you know, had a real big fast. I wouldn't be like, I can't wait to fill up on octopus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there'd be maybe more of a balance. And I feel, this is just my take, that the seafood is a very purposeful addition to it. Not that it just happens to be food, because if you're familiar with other mukbangs, a ton of different things. A lot of people do a lot of fast food ones.
Yeah, totally.
Where there's like at least a balance of like carb and protein and fat. And this, it's probably easier for the most part to get down squid.
Yeah.
And salmon, like cold salmon, down easier than something that's breaded or starchy and such. So I feel like that is a particular part of this video. But you just watched a bunch of these videos.
Yeah, during the break, I watched a bunch while we were talking during the break. Yeah, but I think for me, the seafood is very specifically the sound, the tactile quality of it, and just the experience of the sound, like the ASMR. It's really heightened because, like I said before, when I think of seafood, I think of like the clacking of the shells and the, you know, the stickiness and, you know, like the gumming, the chewy. Like, you think of all of the qualities of that, and that creates a very specific experience to those videos.
There are those that think there are messages being sent from the video, like looking for help. There's some videos that there's a tapping on the side of the bowl and people are saying that's Morse code for like, help me.
The bowl?
There's the bowls of like the...
Yeah, there's like giant bowls of like cream and like vinegar dip.
The videos themselves too have certain parts that are kind of captioned. Ooh, I love this food. And it's not within YouTube. It's not, you know, a caption that YouTube is creating for people that, you know, I don't speak the language. So there's no or very little or no words at all spoken. So that's in there, and there's one where during the sentence, the letters SOS are capitalized, and there's another one that HELP is capitalized. So people took that as a message being sent.
That's interesting, because like, I would assume that she just wouldn't have edited her own video. You know, like,
when you watch that, did you get a feeling that it's not just her?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to be my take as well, that it's not her, and
she's just a prop. She does the work of it, but I think it seems very produced by others, and that's why it's like the other captions in it, or like the graphics in it, would be either someone else.
Yeah,
that'd be far-fetched in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't believe that. It seems like someone who, I'll get to my final, like, what I think it might be, although some of these other things are pretty compelling. So a lot of people think that she has been kidnapped and forced to do this and starved and forced to make these videos. And you did see the scotch tape with the toothbrush. Mm-hmm. We had to like really look, but you could find it in some of the videos. There's scotch tape around her arm.
Yeah.
Beside the bruising on her face that appears in some videos, bruising on her arm, the teeth breaking. And I don't know if that's I don't know if, you know, bruising is a sign of anemia, but I don't know what that is. Or the teeth breaking is just from the amount of food, the you know, how intensely she's eating, or is it something where there's not, I don't know, it's a like a nutrient thing where it's like the things that she needs to keep her teeth from not breaking, her arms not bruising. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say because some of it's like on her face.
Yeah.
And then there's wristbands of different, you know, sometimes they're black, sometimes they're white. And I think there's mm-hmm. a tattoo that somebody said is under there. I haven't watched all 40 of these yeah. videos because they're long. Mm-hmm. And maybe that would be kind of reveal identity. I don't know.
Maybe. It felt like there was like a watch or something under those too. Like my first thought, yeah, it was like an Apple or like some, not, I don't know if she would have that or what, but it felt like, yeah, some kind of identifying. It just felt very puffy for a tattoo, but I don't know.
There was one theory put out there where somebody was sure they knew who it was. They said it was a Polish UFC fighter.
Whoa.
Joanna, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Rick, I'll just say that's what it mm-hmm. is. I looked at the pictures. Yeah, they look somewhat similar, but not really. Only in the same way that a lot of people look like that. Mm-hmm. Makes no, absolutely zero sense, but mm-hmm. people were kind of convinced on who it was. But when you do watch this, you know that based on a lot of things that it is not American. I think some yeah. people said it was like, it makes, you no. can even sometimes hear her say like, you know, I don't know, she's like, it's good, or, you know, like mm-hmm. thumbs up. You could just tell it's, the working theories are because there's a bottle, there's one where she uses soda as like a lubricant for mm-hmm. eating, I guess.
Oh, I did not see that one.
And somebody saw the bottle of, maybe it was Coke, and what it's, or the soda itself, and whatever it said, it indicated that it was either France, Belgium, or Germany, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's what seems to be the area of which these originate from.
Interesting. I would have not.
People have done, I'm telling you, people have done, for better or for worse, they've done the work.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that. It also feels like someone could, maybe, and like you said, maybe they already have looked at the descriptions and kind of gleaned what language maybe it was original, or whoever was writing it was first language.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I'm very familiar with just working with transcribers, AI, various things. And yeah, you could tell that the way things are written, it's not English is not their first language. They might speak many languages, I don't know, but English is not the first language.
Yeah.
I just think some people said it was American based, and I just don't see that happening. There's just nothing to indicate that. Mm-hmm. So there's one video that came out because people were kind of questioning what's the story behind this person?
Yeah.
And a video came out as a response called I Am Alive. 10 million views from August 15th, 2019.
Jesus.
And again, it's like, you know, it'll say how much the food cost. It cost me $202 for mm-hmm. this food. I am a girl. Mm-hmm. That's how they all start. I'm a girl. And I think that's, I mean, you know.
It's pretty evident.
I don't know how, you know, how they're identified, but I think that that's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I eat fast. I know the risks. I always ate this way. I don't have any health problems. Metabolic system, you know, it's the same kind of messaging. And there was a response to one of her videos as a pinned comment. So it came from the Kate Yup channel. Okay. It's not like I posted it on there or anything. It came from the channel. But it refers to Kate Yup in the third person. So it's obviously not this person writing it. Yeah. Unless this is a very huge, elaborate ruse, mm-hmm. which theoretically it could be. I just don't think the things add up. I think it's the person running this channel. Yeah. And it could be not anything nefarious. It could just be someone who's like, I do the administration. I understand. Mm-hmm. I know how to film. I know how to edit. I know how to get the food. I just, you know, you are essentially someone who eats the food
yeah.
and puts on that show. And then I handle all the other stuff. It's like that.
Yeah.
See, right in this, you right now, you'd be the, you know, where I leave here after you've eaten yeah. the octopi.
And I, yeah, I got my toothbrush taped to my body.
Yes. If anyone could explain that.
I am a girl.
It says it's not Morse code. That isn't even how Morse code works. It's a series of short and long pulses. Even thinking outside the box, assuming she's using one finger mm-hmm. for long pulses and one finger for short pulses. After she taps three fingers on the bowl, it's just random tapping. There's no correlation between her tapping and the Morse code. I couldn't identify a single letter. So that's...
What? Why? That is so... It's like, if everything you're doing was above board and fine and whatever, why would you need to defend the fact the fact that the person in your video is not doing Morse code, and then explaining how Morse code works to the YouTube viewer.
And the way this is written and delivered sounds like English is or a very good command of the English language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they or just happen to be good at it or they took the time to really illustrate their point, but that is a comment as a response from, it says Kate Yup and then that response. So, and again, that's not nefarious in itself. It does seem weird when you never do that.
Yeah.
Even if there was like a character in it.
It seems like she is doing Morse code. They're dispelling it.
There's, you know, it looks like her, you know, her lip is like kind of cut.
Yeah, it's like arm busted is up. Cut.
There's another one where it's from Kate Yup. It says, "Hello, everyone. It's urgent to clarify my situation. Everything is okay for me. No one is forcing me to eat, and I have any health problem." I guess, you know, this is slightly broken English. "These marks on my arms caused by the sun, just like this wound on my lip, usually called herpes labialis. I love what I do. Be sure." A bunch of emojis. Thank you. And then it's full page L-O-V-E for you. These are the responses. And then somebody says if you, on the bottle it says of Coke or the soda, it says Penzance Autry. That is French. So she may live in France, Belgium, or Canada, a francophone country, I guess they use. And if you watch the first video, challenge eating 11 pounds of salmon, look at the bio of the video, she translated in French. Yeah. So we're getting that that's where it is. Now,
that makes sense.
Another theory is, could Kate Yup be Carly Guse, G-U-S-E, who mysteriously disappeared? A California teen who mysteriously disappeared during the early morning of October 13th, 2018. Since her disappearance, her family has offered $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of the 16-year-old teen. I don't think this – it's not the same
person.
Why
that woman? Yeah.
And also, she's from California. It's so clear – and yes, I could be wrong. Anyone could be wrong. But it's so clear that this is a European – just even listening to – the little things you can hear in her voice, mm-hmm. which is like, it's good. You know, I like – kind of like that. It's very short and very whispered, a lot of thumbs up. It's – yeah, and it's never been – the connection has been – it's just a timing thing.
Yeah. That's wild. It's like you could ascribe any missing teen to this person if you wanted to.
And there's one other message that says, "I can die in peace after that bite," on one of her videos. And then disappearing. That was one of her last ones. It's
Jesus.
It's a very strange thing. Yeah. Now here's what I'm gonna just. I've kind of taken everything I've read. Mm-hmm. Some aspects could be true, but let's say we do the old Occam's razor thing, right? Let's say we go total skeptic on this. I've worked with a lot of people over the years that create YouTube channels with characters. It's somebody who, you know, has the means or they have the idea and they're like, listen, mukbang is very popular and I'm pretty good at crafting a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone who is willing to or has the ability to eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of saw as somebody who might be a competitive eater possibly only because of the liquid base of a lot of these things.
Yes.
And how it just goes down the gullet a lot easier.
Yeah, totally.
Or not. Or, you know, it could be somebody's like, oh yeah, like I wanted to make a YouTube channel with my significant other. I was like, hey, babe, can you eat 11 pounds of salmon? She's like, I don't know. He's like, well, we can make, you know, $100,000 a month doing it. Like, dear, are you interested? I'm just picking a number.
Yeah.
But depending, it's probably, you know, probably does pretty well. Definitely making their money back for sure. Is or it's somebody who's, listen, I'm hiring somebody who could do this, and your job is just to come here and eat. I don't want anyone to know who you are, because Kate Yup is a made-up thing.
Yeah.
So your identity has to be, it can't be like, oh, no, that's, you know, Beth from Homeroom. You know, you want to create all that, and there's nothing nefarious to it. I mean, it is definitely odd, and if you do YouTube or you do TikTok or even Instagram, anything that you're on or this podcast, mm-hmm. you take the response and then work that in where people are like, oh, wow, they're really, the mystery is really pushing this video. Mm-hmm. Let's up the mystery or keep the mystery.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to say, hey, we're going to do a face reveal, which they do sometimes in some of these things, and just kept that going. And just by the nature of it being an odd, I'm going to use the word fetishy, but fringe, fetishy type video, depending on who's watching. Some people, it is mm-hmm. a fetish.
Yeah.
And then why did it end? So that's the question.
Yeah.
It might be a case of this person's like, I don't want to do this anymore, or I'm not getting enough money, or because it's still being monetized. So mm-hmm. if it was not monetized, I would say that'd be a great reason to not do it anymore, because I know mm-hmm. what that, you know, a lot of demonetization really takes away the, you know, takes away the need or the want to actually do it. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's just like, or I'm moving, or I'm done, or we broke up, or whatever the case may be. And then there's no channel. You can't put somebody else in it.
Yeah.
And then there's no, if you don't have both of those things happening at once,
yeah,
there's nothing to have. And maybe that's why it ended. And the person that made the video was like, listen, I don't want to be known as this person that like had bruises on yeah. them. And there is no point in mm-hmm. me saying who I am, because that's not who I am, and that's not what I want to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I did.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, sometimes I see people that were like in punk bands back in the day, like yeah. crust punk bands, and now mm-hmm. they're doctors.
Yeah.
They're not probably advertising like, oh, hey, P.S., I was in that, you know, squatter punk, gutter punk band
yeah.
in 1985, you know? It's, like, I think, a little bit to that, I think, is probably what happened based on me working with plenty of people who were like, oh, hey, whatever. She's like, oh, that's not my real name. That's just the name of the channel. And
yeah.
it's a fabricated thing, because that's what people sometimes they create. And I think that is mostly what is – I hope that's what is happening here. I hope
yeah.
it's not these awful, terrible things. But there's some things where people are – I don't blame them for thinking it's some of it's way off, and there's a lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so – like you said with I Feel Fantastic, they're just – the weirdest specific things where you're like, what is that for? Like, maybe the toothbrush is for something to do with if she chokes and to like make herself throw, or like something where it's like an apparatus that she wants to have on hand, but not in the video. Like, but why wouldn't it be? There's so many. And like, also even just the name Kate Yup, I'm like, that's not a really like, you know, conventional name. Like, is there some significance to that and doing that? And I also would like to know, in your estimation, how much a YouTube channel like this would make.
And again, this channel has been out of commission for, well, a year and a half mm-hmm. at least. There's only...
It's inactive.
There's yeah. only 30 uploads. It still gets an average of over 2,000 new subscribers a week for an inactive channel. New subscribers.
Yeah.
You're subscribing to something that's never going to give yeah. you something new. And according to that, it says that it could be upwards of $10,000 a month. Now, also, it depends on where all the traffic is coming from Vietnam, it's mm-hmm. going to be very low. If it's coming from the United States or the UK or Canada, it's going to be a higher price point. And then there's also the content itself and the length of the video and the watch time. But I would say, even if you half this $10,000 and it's $5,000, mm-hmm. I think it's probably... So whoever made this... And again, if it was somebody who's doing something nefarious, they're, unless they have some fake identity thing, this YouTube channel is attached to both a Google account and an AdSense account.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that, you can't just sign up with an email. You need to have documentation and, you know, some kind of tax form and such. So
yeah,
there's a little bit of connection to it. It's not like you're like on 4chan or 8chan and you're yeah. anonymous. Like, you, there's things connected, whether you're using someone else's thing or not, I don't know. And that's what makes me think it might not be nefarious as, but listen, who knows? I mean, people do, you know, are more brazen than that.
Yeah, totally. I also, now I was thinking too, because when I was watching one, there are cuts in the video that go to close-ups. I wonder if someone is faking it, or if she's not eating all that food, or if there's something... I mean, there's just something so disturbing to the fact that someone could be held captive in doing this. And so, like, just eating all this food against their will is a specific form of torture.
And I believe that the eye mask part
makes
it seem more...
Yeah.
Because it's somebody said she had, like, a nose deformity. I don't know. Because sometimes it's, like, around the nose is cut out for
yeah.
breathing. It's very, the whole
it's very
thing.
Very weird. It's very.
It's a perfect amount of odd.
Yeah. It's like, it is, they are really, if this is all kind of a ruse, it's a really good, disturbing way of doing it because it is just enough. It's not over the top. It just, yeah. I mean, I hope it's that because I admire it because we're talking about it because there's something really fascinating and compelling about this woman and all of the stuff around this channel.
So when does the Rebecca Yup channel go up?